Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, everybody. This is such a beautiful day, Howard. December 19th, the weather is cold and crisp and delightful. The sky is blue, the sun is shining, all is right with the world, sort of.
Man, are you going to sing a song now or something?
No, but you know, I like my happy, happy, happy Saturday, so here I am.
It's a great Saturday.
Looking for the good.
You know, I looked at the weather this past weekend. Parts of New York got three, count them, 1, 2, 3 feet.
Feet, not inches. Feet.
Feet of snow in upstate New York.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Even the snow plows are having problems.
That's bad.
That is bad.
We don't have that problem. Move to Florida. Move to Florida. We'll plant those seeds.
Okay. It's good.
It is good.
I love it.
Did you see the report that was out recently?
Well, I don't know which one you're talking
about. The top 10 cities to move to, or that people have moved to?
I did. And, you know, some of them were in California, but it was Northern California. A couple of them were in Washington State. And a few of them also, of the top 10, were actually in Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont for good places to live. I guess those people, have really thick skin. I don't know. Those were individual towns. They weren't states.
So, Jacksonville is number 5 out of 10 the places that people have come this year. So for every one person that moved out of Jacksonville, 1.46%, or I don't know how you say that properly, 1.46 moved in. Well, so we got more people coming in than we had going out.
There are condos that are being built. There are apartments that are being built. There are homes that are being built. And we have such an advantage in that we can build here north, west, and south. Mm-hmm. So as the saying goes in a very famous baseball movie, if you build it, they will come.
They will come, yes.
So, Alan, do you remember the name, that show?
I do.
That movie?
Yeah, Field of Dreams.
That's
Field
right.
of Dreams. That's right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So
Kevin Costner, right?
Yeah, that's right. Great movie. Great.
It was
movie.
A great movie.
It's
I
one
love that movie.
Everyone should see. Great mm-hmm. movie. So welcome everyone. We hope that you all had a great week. We did. Angela attended an inspection this week, and where something very unusual happened, where the buyer and seller were there together. Because the sellers were a little older and they didn't want to leave their house. And they had a very nice discussion and kind of became friends.
It was such a pleasant process. And I was sharing with them, you know, that's not normal. You don't normally have the buyer and seller together, you know, in this part of the process of a purchase process. And the seller said very quickly, oh, I did when I bought the house. We had the same, the people were kind to us. They let us come see the house, you know, whenever we wanted, whatever their circumstances were. And he said, and of course, that's exactly what we're going to do for these buyers. It was just really sweet and endearing. And, you know, they feel great. They've got this cute couple who's buying their home and starting their life. And these are empty nesters and they're on their way to their retirement home.
Yeah.
So it was very exciting, very nice to be part of. It's one of those things that as a real estate agent, it really makes you smile when you know there's such a great connection at a home.
Well, good. Hey, part of the discussion today, after I do my, of course, what's special about today.
Oh, yeah.
Is what's the difference between two parcels of land, let's say a 10-acre parcel of land, where one can be something that's really good to buy and some... Another one where
not so much.
May not be so good to buy.
Right.
You can't say, hey, one's $250,000 and one's $100,000. Let's go buy the $100,000 one.
Right.
There could be very, very
Big differences.
Differences. And I'm not talking about oceanfront versus, you know, something in Nassau County or something. We'll talk about that a little bit later. First, I have to tell you what's special about today.
Tell us, Howard.
Because we get feedback from several different people that they love that part of the show, even though it has nothing to do with real estate.
Yes.
Today is Holly Day, the plant associated with Christmas.
Yeah, like Holly Berry?
Holly Berry.
Yeah.
Not the actress.
Not to be confused with the
who
actress.
Who became famous, since you brought this up, who became famous in another movie.
It was a James Bond.
James Bond where she came walking out of the ocean.
But it's not, her name's not Holly. It's Haley.
It's Haley Berry. Yes.
Haley Berry. Is that right, Haley?
Yes. Anyway, another special day about today is Look for an Evergreen Day.
Look for an evergreen.
That's not very hard here in Florida. We have lots of...
I thought that was a northern thing.
Well, we have lots of trees that are evergreen. Pine tree is kind of evergreen. But anyway,
I think there's a whole tree called evergreen.
And this one's going to surprise you, the history of this one. National Emo Day.
What's
now,
that?
A lot of our listeners don't know what emo is. It's dressing in black and showing no emotions. You ever see, you know, kids that are kind of dressing in black and looking
creepy.
Down or sad? Yes. You know, that actually has a Christian beginning.
I'm struggling with that one.
Yes. Well, you'll have to look it up. No. I'm not going to go into details about it. But anyway, it's National Emo Day. It's also National Hard Candy Day. So if you like to... suck on a candy cane, but actually,
butterscotch.
It actually started out with people thinking about going to grandma's house back in the olden days, and she had some candy sitting on a candy dish. And
always.
Yes.
My grandma always had candy sitting out.
Yeah, and it's also Super Saturday.
For what?
Well, for retail. Think of retail. It's the last Saturday before Christmas.
Excellent.
Yes.
Yes.
The major
shopping day
for retails. The second busiest shopping day of the year. It's also, this is a special one. It's
what?
National Wreaths Across America Day. This is an official ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery and more than 1,200 locations in all 50 states. And places around the world to remember fallen U.S. soldiers, to remember that they gave our lives for this great country.
Amen. Yes, so, we should all do that.
Yes, so National Wreaths Across America Day. And one more, National Oatmeal Muffin Day.
Does that sound good to you?
Yeah, oatmeal muffins.
I would think we had to put some apples in there, but yep.
I like raisins in them.
You could put apples and raisins in oatmeal muffins.
Yeah, I love oatmeal raisin cookies.
Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite. Put a little cinnamon in and raisins. Yummy. Anyway, those are the special days for the day.
I love when you have this segment because we can talk about anything. It does not have to be related to real estate at all and generally is not.
Well, that's okay.
It's just kind of a fun thing.
You know, we need some callers for today. I mean, we got lots of things that we're going to talk about.
Okay.
But we got some callers for the we need some callers for the day because we want to answer your questions. If you'd want to just make a holiday cheer or a shout out for someone, we can do that as well. I listened to Joe Pippin's show on the way in, and he had a moving show today, very special show about memories and thanks. His mother passed away a few weeks ago, and very soon after my dad did, and it was a very special show. Anyway, if you just want to give a shout out to someone or just want to give holiday wishes, you can do that. But we are going to talk about real estate. We want to talk about giving yourself a gift for the holidays. We're going to talk more about that as well. So when we come back after the break, we're going to talk about what happened this past week in real estate. Was it a good week? Are anybody buying any houses? Anybody selling any houses? Anybody listing any houses? And what happened?
I just
happened?
Told you, for every person who left, 1.46 came in.
Well,
they're buying.
That's history over the past year.
They're buying.
Year.
Right here in Jacksonville, they're buying.
All right. So stay with us, everyone. If you want to talk, give us a call at...
222-8255.
All right. We'll be here. We got lots more to talk about. Stay with us, everyone, and we will be right back. Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
To my realtor listeners out there, do you have sellers that want to sell a condo? Do you have buyers that want to buy a condo? Have you been told that the condo is not financeable, not on the list, or required 25% down? Did you know that there's a 3% down conventional financing for condos that are not on the list? Call Christine Kennedy at 904-514-6969. To see how you can get your condo financed for as little as 3% down.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com. This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, happy, happy Saturday, and we have a caller.
Good morning, Marky.
Oh, hey, good morning. I hope this is a related question, and I hope I can exercise some neurons this morning.
Sure.
Let's see what you got.
Okay, I have a standard conventional 30-year mortgage, and it's a jumbo loan, and it's at a comfortable APR. But based on all of the conditions that we've been through, I was hoping to get a lower rate. And so I went through the process with all the documentations, and they were conveniently denied me based on the fact that we were able to make the payments. And all along, all I really would like to do is just continue to lower the APR, but they denied me. So what is your feeling about that?
Did you go to the same brokerage that had your loan to begin with?
Well, you know how they buy and sell behind your back.
Yes.
So I don't know who those original, pretty sure it's not a Fannie or a Freddie Mac. So I did go to the original bank that made the loan, and the underwriter / undertaker somehow denied the based on the fact that we were able to make the note.
The current payment, you're able to make the current payment, so they denied a refinance.
See, yeah. I would have tried somewhere else.
That doesn't make any sense.
Because, you know, you're refinancing, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So if you're just refinancing, you know, and the place you go to turns you down, then you should go somewhere else. You don't have to accept that. I mean, there's so many other places, and everyone has different guidelines.
Well, can you make a recommendation? I don't want to have to come out of pocket. That's the only
And refinance, you can roll up your closing cost. So usually you don't have to come out of pocket. You can roll it into the new loan. But everyone's going to charge you for sure. Everyone's going to charge you for the privilege of giving you a new loan.
So you still have a good credit score and you still have income to justify a new loan.
Yes.
Okay.
Are you self-employed?
Yes.
Okay. That's a little bit harder. No lie. It's much harder to get a loan, whether it's a fresh loan or a refinance or anything. It's much harder in today's environment to get a loan if you're self-employed.
Well, my question would be for you, is there a difference between modification or refinance? Are there a difference?
Yes. There? Yes. So on a modification, you're trying to modify the same loan, and their response sounds very appropriate for that, which is you can make the payments. So they're not going to let you modify it if you're paying on time. But if you just refinance your loan, try that instead.
Well, maybe it's just the terminology then.
It's the terminology and the process, and yes, absolutely. So, you know, for some people, they were unable to make their payments this year due to COVID. And so they had forbearance where they're going to put those payments on the back end of the loan. And that is a modification. And so I think you would have to demonstrate to them that you could not make those payments in order for them to consider modifying. But you can refinance anywhere, and rates are so low, so low.
So
I know, and so that's why I didn't understand why they would deny me, other than the fact that they just want to continue to grotesquely make money, you know?
So did you go to the original person, or did you go to the now new servicer that is servicing the loan?
No, he went to the original person, but he asked for a modification. So he needs to go either back to the original and ask for a refinance, or go somewhere completely different. And if when we're done talking, I'm going to send you back to Alan and get your contact information, and then I'll get you connected with lenders that can help you.
But not undertakers, right?
No undertakers. No. Nope. Yep. Definitely not. I'm not in favor of the undertakers. But yes, so, you know, I think you asked for something that you didn't actually qualify for, so it makes sense that they would deny you.
Yeah, thank you. And one other thing they mentioned, they were bringing up things that I really was unaware of, like your debt-to-credit ratio and all those little games that they like to play.
Right.
And so maybe that's the big misunderstanding, is that we just simply would like to lower the rate.
Well, yes. They still consider debt-to-equity ratio.
They do. But it's done different. So they're going to look at your profit and loss statement. They're going to look at your tax returns for the last 2 years and profit and loss statement for this year and determine. And then anything beyond that, Marky, honestly, is going to be with a lender who would charge you so much money that you wouldn't benefit by refinancing.
Right.
Yeah. There's those lenders too.
But we'll get you associated with someone who is very competent at looking at all of that stuff and give you a recommendation, and who deals with multiple lenders, over 25 different lenders, so that they can determine.
Put you in the right place.
Put you in the right place, exactly.
Without coming out of 20% down again.
No, because you're refinancing. So your equity's already in the home.
Right.
Yes.
Or should be.
Should
be. And then
unless your value went down, if you put 20% down when you bought the home, your equity is still there. In fact, it may have grown.
Well, there's no PMI because it was a jumbo, a professional loan, so there's no PMI.
Okay.
I think that's another thing they would probably ask for, which we don't have.
Well, if you had...
Oh, the 20% down?
Right. Well, there was no need for that at the time.
Right.
And based on a jumbo loan, or professional loan, they called it.
Like a physician or something.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. There's still other ways to look at things. So, I don't want to put your business out on the airwaves. So how about if we talk after the show? That be okay?
Sure.
Okay.
I trust it. Yeah.
Okay. Right. I'm going to send you back over to Alan. He's going to get your telephone number, and then we'll give you a call after the show.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank
right.
you.
Thank
Take
you.
Care. Thanks
Take
for
care.
Listening.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
All right.
That's a great question.
Good call.
Yeah, because, you know, things change for people, and the interest rates are so low. Everybody wants to take advantage of that and get a better APR, like your kids refinanced out of their Florida bond loan, which was at a higher interest rate, and they were able to do that and be in a much better position. So, you know, things changed so drastically in the last, what, year, 2 years in terms of interest rates, that everyone should be trying to refinance and benefit from the new lower rates. Don't you agree, Howard?
Yeah. So talk about interest rates. What happened this past week for interest rates?
Well, let me tell you what happened for interest rates. So now these numbers are national, and it depends on everything. What the job you have, the credit score you have, you know, your debt to income ratio, everything. But let's say all of that's superb and pristine, then the 30-year conventional rate across the nation is 2.67%, which is amazing. And this time last year, it was 3.73. So that's over a point down. That's pretty great. It also is a new record that 20 weeks in a row, right? It's been the lowest it's been, below 3%. And it's also the 15th week in a row that the number's gone down.
It's also a new low ever.
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 Ever, ever. And the 15-year rate fell 0.05% to a new record low of 2.21%. And that's about a full point less than this time last year when it was 3.19%. Now, the FHA and the VA, the 30-year, is around 2.25%.
This is free money, almost.
I know. I like to call it free money, too. Absolutely. This is so inexpensive. Why would you ever do anything? Why would you pay off your loan? You know, I mean, seriously, you can get a loan and then take your cash and put it in the stock market. Which, you know, the Van Wees can help you with at the next hour on the radio, but, right?
Or like we think what you should do is if, you know, have 20% down to buy an investment property, buy an investment property, say it's a $200,000 home, put down $40,000, put a tenant in there, you're getting the money at a very low interest rate, and then have that tenant pay your mortgage.
Absolutely.
And then at the end of, get a 15-year mortgage. At the end of 15 years, you own it.
Right. And so all that rent that's coming in is income to you, free and clear.
Yeah.
Not free and clear.
You get to depreciate the home while that's happening.
Absolutely.
Your tenant is paying your mortgage. You don't have to worry about whether the stock market is going to go up or down. Now, we know generally over time it goes up.
That's right.
And just like we know real estate, over time it goes up.
Yes.
All right. What about what happened for sales? We got 1 minute before the break.
I don't have time to say all that.
You don't have time to say all that?
I don't have time to say all that. I'll say it when we come back.
All right.
After the big break.
The big break. The big break?
The big break.
All right. Yeah. All right. When we come back after the break, we're going to talk about what mortgage companies look at. Why do they look at, for example, gross income monthly rather than take home? We've got the answer to that. A lot of people ask us that. We've got the answer to that when we come back. And we're going to answer your questions if you have a question. So you can call us at 222-8255. And that's area code 904. Do you believe it's Super Saturday? People are going out shopping? I'm not going out shopping.
I'm not going shopping either.
No? Okay.
Me and Amazon, we've been shopping for a while now.
All right. Take care. We'll be right back. Stay with us, everyone.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. There's still no agreement in Congress on a COVID-19 economic relief package. Lawmakers passed a two-day extension to keep the government open last night as they try to finish a longer-term budget and approve COVID relief. Congressional leaders have said they won't go home for the holidays until a deal is reached. Good news on the vaccine front. The Food and Drug Administration has authorized a vaccine developed by Moderna and the National Institutes of Health. Doses of the country's second approved vaccine are set to arrive Monday. Afghan and NATO officials in Afghanistan say five rockets have been fired at a major U.S. military base. There are no casualties reported. Back in April, the Islamic State group claimed responsibility for five rocket attacks on the Bagram airfield. This is SRN News.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. Every year we have gentlemen come in with the same problem. They just don't know what to buy their wife for Christmas. Well, one thing we can start off telling them is they've come to the right place because at Underwoods it's been our business since 1928 to keep in our stores what ladies want to own. We have a professional credential staff that'll treat you the way you expect to be treated, and they can really help solve your problem. We have North Florida's finest collection of diamond jewelry, an extensive collection of pearls. You might be interested in seeing some of the hot new designer jewelry pieces from names like David Yurman, John Hardy, or Roberto Coin. If it's a watch you want, we carry Rolex and other watches that are considered the best. And the one thing you'll love and she'll recognize is the hand-wrapped silver package with a satin ribbon our gifts come in. So make this a Christmas to remember. At Underwoods, San Marco, Avondale are the shops of Ponte Vedra.
A message from Sharon Mills, realtor with Watson Realty Corporation.
Sharon Mills hopes you remain safe, healthy, and most of all, encouraged. While most of us have never experienced anything like this pandemic, think of all the difficult things we've already conquered. During this season of giving, let's give thanks that we remain standing in America where dreams never die. Those who keep moving and have faith when everyone else stops will get closer to their dreams faster. Sharon Mills, realtor, wants to hear your dreams. 904-534-6087.
Make someone's day with a little help from Kuhn Flowers. Fresh flowers have a way of adding that extra bit of beauty to your home. They're also a great way to brighten someone's day. And what better way is there to show someone just how much you care than with a fresh bouquet of flowers? One thing's for sure, when you order flowers from Kuhn Flowers, they're the brightest, most colorful, professionally arranged, long-lasting floral arrangements available. Call Kuhn Flowers today, 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or you can shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com. Kuhn Flowers, making memories since 1946.
Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, president of Conservative Theological University, invites you to expand your biblical knowledge and earn your certified AA through PhD degree with CTU. If you're considering ministry or if you're already serving in ministry, you should consider completing your studies with CTU, located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, in the Mandarin community. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE for your interview appointment today.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB weather.
Looks like a slight chance of rain through Sunday night. Mostly sunny today, up to about 62. Mostly cloudy tonight through Sunday night, with nighttime lows around 52. Mostly sunny Monday through Wednesday. Highs into the middle 60s, then 70 on Wednesday, and mostly clear nights with lows around 44 on Monday and Tuesday night.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
True. Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, 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 happy Saturday.
And a beautiful day it is.
It is indeed.
It's a top-down day, except it's a little chilly.
Well, the nice thing about my convertible is I have that thing in the headrest, you know, that blows hot air on you so that you stay warm. So you put your coat on.
You're pretty fancy, aren't you?
Put the heater on, have the windows up, the top down and the thing blowing on your neck, it's fine. It'd be a perfect day. But I'm not going to do that.
Like I say, you're pretty fancy.
I'm not going to do that.
You got one of those newer cars. My convertible is, you know, almost 25 years old. I'm just lucky that the top goes down and then comes back up.
And
what?
I don't know. It's going to have to make an age reference.
An age reference?
Mm.
It's younger than I am.
True. But you've had it almost all of those years.
Well, not quite. But anyway.
I haven't even driven that many years.
Oh my gosh. Yes, you have.
Of course I have. See, that joke didn't work.
All right. Well, how was the market this past week, Angela? People are still buying houses and closing during the month of December. As I have said many, many times, if you're interested in selling your house, put it on the market because...
Well, less houses came on the market this week. They did, because we're at the holidays and people are more reluctant to do that. You got COVID on top of Christmas and Hanukkah and... You know, people are trying to make the best of the season and find some joy in that.
Read the numbers. And then
we'll
talk.
I will, but you'll see they went down for that. All right. So this past week for homes and condominiums, 706 offers got accepted. Now that number's up 19%. So
from last
people
week.
Are buying.
Yes.
Right? That's offers accepted. 432 new homes came on the market. That's actually down 6%. So the number's usually 500 and something.
Okay.
Okay. 191 of the 432 already under contract. Howard, that's 44%.
So things that go on the market, they sell.
They sell. So look good, price right, it's selling. There's very, very few homes for sale in every price range. And therefore, when things come on the market... It's like little barracudas come out of the woodwork. Everybody's coming to see that
house.
That's
my point.
Making offers.
If you want to sell your home, interest rates are low.
They are. Below 3%, hitting record lows.
And what I've studied over the last 9 years is that the same percentage of homes sell every single month of the year. So it seems like, oh my gosh, during the spring, you know, June... And, you know, April, May, June, lots of houses sell. Well, of course, lots of houses sell because more of houses are on the market. But you're just as likely to sell this time of year than you will then.
Well, if you remember, though, the percentages, they've changed during the COVID. They've gone up.
Well, what's gone up is
down.
They sell quicker. They're selling faster.
We're reporting every week 44% of the houses are selling in
the
40s,
week,
somewhere
yes.
between 35 and 50% each week. We normally report somewhere around 20%.
Yeah, they're selling faster.
Twice as fast selling the first week.
Yeah. How about that?
Crazy.
And 631 of you actually closed on a home for yourself. So what do we say?
Congratulations. Yes, and that number is up 12%.
You get to move in before
the holidays. I mean, what a beautiful Christmas miracle for so many families. It's
How about
wonderful.
That? There's going to be a lot of people that close before the new year as well. We're going to report
lots of
people.
We always try to do that. Yeah. So December's always a busy year because people are trying to get in.
Yes.
So they can get their homestead exemption.
How about that?
Yes.
You know, following up on the caller earlier, you know, he was indicated that he was self-employed. But those of you that are not self-employed, there's a question on the app. On the mortgage app that asks for your income, and they ask about gross monthly income versus take-home pay. And it might seem strange that mortgage company use gross monthly income when determining affordability instead of take-home. Because after all, it's take-home pay that consumers use for their monthly expenses and bills, including the mortgage. But there are a few good reasons why lenders use the gross amount. First of all, it's universal. So lenders, whether, you know, lender A, lender B, lender C, they all use monthly gross income to calculate the debt-to-income ratio. and thus affordability. So everyone is qualified using the same guidelines. So that's one reason that they use monthly. So everybody uses the same thing. Second, it's a figure that most consumers readily know. They know how much money they make. They're on salary. They make X number of dollars a month. They make $46,000 a year, or they make $23 an hour. It's something that everybody knows. So calculating net income with taxes, deductions, etc., it's complicated, and it can actually vary from month to month. So it's much easier to use that. Gross income is stable and easier to quickly calculate monthly, and it would be impossible for lenders to adjust the loan programs for each individual's specific expenses and deductions. Because everyone has different expenses, different deductions. So let's use something that's simple, that's universal. And thirdly, employers report income to the IRS, gross income. And the amount reported is gross income, not net income, not take home. So when consumers are asked to document their income on their loan application and the last 2 years of W-2 forms are needed along with recent pay stubs, that's supposed to match what was on what the IRS reported. So the gross amounts on the pay stub should align with the W-2s, and the gross amounts should align with the amount shown on the borrower's application. So sometimes the applicants don't always tell the truth. So this is a way to verify also that they're telling the truth. So if you're thinking about buying a home and want to know what you might qualify for, there's no shortage of online pre-qualification calculators to help you get started. Just remember to enter your gross monthly income, not your gross biweekly, not your gross yearly, your gross monthly income, not your net, not your take home. So you don't want to shortchange yourself by getting pre-qualified for an incorrect amount lower than you really are qualified for. We suggest that you use Christine Kennedy at her website, and her website is ChristineKennedy.com, and Christine is with a K. So just like it sounds, ChristineKennedy.com. Here's what we want to suggest. It's the holidays coming up, and you give gifts to lots of people. You give them to sometimes your parents, sometimes your kids, or usually to your kids, sometimes each other, to your spouse. When's the last time you gave a gift to yourself? How about that?
I would like to give a gift to myself.
Well, some people do. They buy some clothes for themselves or whatever. But one gift that you can give to yourself that actually gives to you every single month for the next several years, and we've talked about this several times, but we never referred to it this way. A gift that you can give to yourself is saving money every month, and that is to refinance. If you haven't done it yet,
do it now.
What are you waiting for?
Do it.
Are at the lowest they've been ever. Even if you refinanced a year ago, the rates were a point higher. If you refinanced 2 years ago, the rates were probably a point and a half to 2 points higher. It doesn't cost you anything out of pocket because you can put the finance cost into your loan.
Correct.
Now, if you don't want to have your loan be another 30 years, let's say you've paid it down and you only owe 25 years, okay, get a 25-year loan. Get a 20-year loan. Your payments will still go down probably. What are you waiting for? Give Christine a call. She'll tell you what you need to do, and your interest rate will go down. Give yourself a gift. It's a gift that you'll get every single month.
Yep.
How about that?
It's awesome.
It's a great gift to yourself.
Money, money, money.
Yeah. And if you really want to save,
keep the money. Don't give it to the bank.
If you really want to save and you're over 65 or you're 70, then refinance it into a
reverse mortgage.
Yeah.
I know where you were headed with that.
I was headed with that.
And you can buy a house with a reverse mortgage. So a lot of people don't know that. And they're an entirely different program today than they used to be. They're really very safe.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to answer more of your questions, and we're going to come back and talk to you about when 10 acres is not 10 acres. We'll be right back.
One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement-only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard Team Advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to talk with you all today. It is a gorgeous Saturday in December, the last Saturday before Christmas.
Ooh.
It's so exciting.
Ooh.
I know. I have grandchildren, so it's like I'm reliving my whole kid thing. It's fun.
Because your kids and my kids are grown up.
The excitement of Christmas in the eyes of a child and the smile of a child. It's really quite remarkable.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. Hanukkah. We just did Hanukkah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. When I said at the end of the last segment that when is 10 acres not 10 acres? So we have...
That's an interesting lead-in.
Well, sometimes 10 acres isn't really 10 acres. Some people want to buy 10 acres to have the ability to perhaps cut some wood to have wood in the fireplace. Like we've turned on our gas fireplace the last few nights and enjoy
loved
that.
It.
Some people love the smell of wood burning in the fireplace.
Yep, yep.
So maybe you want the seclusion of having 10 acres and want it to be wooded area. And then there's another 10-acre plot that you think you can build on, and it's a whole lot less money, and you go out to look at it because it's
less
like
money.
I said, a whole
less
lot less money. And you find out that the only part that you can build on is the back 1 acre. You can't build a road back to it or a driveway back to it because the front 9 acres are
swampland.
Right. So not only can you not build on it because it's swampland and mush, but it's protected.
Yeah.
So the only part you could build on is way in the back.
Mm-hmm.
It's all mushy.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of mosquitoes.
No, thank you.
So you have to do so much due diligence.
You do.
Before you purchase land, including whether or not you can put in a septic system.
Yeah.
You have to do what's called a PERC test.
Yeah.
And that's something that you need to check out. So basically, you can't just ask your realtor, hey, I need to find 10 acres of land, and I want to spend X amount of dollars, and as soon as you find one, I'm going to buy it. No, no, no. It is much more involved than that.
It is. And, you know, I think we don't always stop to consider, what does a builder go through when he buys land and develops it, right? The first thing we usually see them do is bringing in, taking out all the trees and bringing in a lot of fill dirt, right? So you have to consider that when you're just trying to do your own little parcel, whether it's a half acre, 1 acre, 10 acres, or 12, 20, whatever. There's work to be done. There's a cost to that. When you purchase vacant land, you have an opportunity to do due diligence, and you should take that opportunity. Because if you don't discover the downside of your land, whatever that might be, pretty soon you'll own it, and then it'll be your problem. So do your due diligence. Check out. Have the soil tested. Make sure if you're looking to grow something there, make sure it can be grown there. You know, there's just a lot of opportunity. Because everybody wants to get away from the city right now with COVID, right? So there's more people talking to us about vacant lots and having acres of land where they're not around other people. And I get that. But it's not all the same.
Tell us your potato story.
Well, I had a customer who had bought some land who wanted to grow something. And they said, when I went back to see them again, I said, where's your garden that you were going to grow? You told me you were growing everything. And they said, oh, no, we can't. I said, I don't understand what happened. Oh, well, with all the potato farmers around here, it sucks up all the water. So we can't grow anything here. We were not successful doing that.
So that's something that we learned, is that potato farming sucks up all the water. So
yeah.
How about that? I didn't know that.
See, I didn't know that either.
You didn't know that either.
It's just not, these things aren't really common knowledge. So that's the situation. So you can't always do, that's why you need to know what you want to do on your land and make sure the conditions are proper so that you can have the land for what you want it for.
Yeah, including whether it's in a flood zone or not.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, whether the land is sloped or not. Now, just the fact that it's sloped is okay. But if it's sloped toward where you're going to build the home and that goes toward the road, if it rains a lot, is that going to affect how you build the home and whether or not you need to build a home? Most people build a home on a slab. Maybe right. You need to build a home
on stilts. Yep.
So there are so many things that you need to consider when you are buying land and what the use of it is.
Really try to discover what's happened to that land and what businesses have dumped. Is that the right word? Dumped their residue from chemicals and that sort of thing around your property.
Yeah.
Because it will certainly seep into the water table, which will affect the lot you're buying. So there's a lot to consider. I mean, what is it? It's out in McClenny is where they had all the salt mines. I mean, there's all sorts of stuff in every different area. And you got to do your homework. Don't just buy land and think, oh, that's cheap, I can buy that.
We had a customer once that I had talked to. Well, actually, she didn't become a customer, but it was a lady that owned a property right next to the Guana Preserve in Ponte Vedra.
Right.
And she had this giant tree in the backyard, and it was overhanging some of the house. And we had discussed that and said, well, why don't you cut down the tree? And she said she can't. It's a certain type of tree, and it's a protected tree.
Yes.
And she was not allowed to cut the tree down.
Right.
Because it was one of those protected trees.
Mm-hmm.
So interesting. Those are the things, some of the things that you need to consider. How about that? Interesting kind of stuff.
Yes. You know how we always say all the time, it's apples and oranges. Like, it's not the same thing. Like, you think it is because it's fruit, but it's not the same thing. That applies to land because it's not all the same thing, but it's all land.
Yeah. Hey, we had a customer that was thinking about buying a home, and the listing said that the house is being sold with a 100-year-old garage. And the listing said the garage is being sold as is, which is okay. A lot of contracts say as
especially
is.
Especially detached buildings.
But it also said as is with no inspection.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well,
it's okay to say no repairs, but everybody has a right to inspect. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You have a right to inspect. So, you know, it should have read instead, you know, no repairs being made. And
right.
That's fine. A seller has the option to proclaim that. And then you can decide if you want to buy it with its faults or not. That's fine.
Yeah. If the seller won't allow an inspection, there must be something really, really wrong. Probably.
Not necessarily. I mean, just like in this case, it was 100 years old. It's not perfection.
No, I said if the seller won't allow an inspection, then there must be something really wrong. Probably won't be able to get insurance. If it were me, if they didn't allow an inspection, I probably wouldn't buy that house. That's me. And I would recommend to a buyer, if they wanted to buy that particular house and it had a garage and he wouldn't let me have it inspected to know whether or not, you know, it's going to fall down and hurt somebody and hurt me. If I wanted to use that garage for some particular reason to store a car and, you know, it was going to fall down, I need to know whether it's going to fall down. I want to have it inspected.
Well, the other thing you could think about is what is your financial ability? So in other words, let's say that the space is great and you know it will hold a one or two or three car garage because it's sitting there, right? Well, now, can we just tear it down and build a new one? I mean, do I have the money to do that? If I do, I don't really care if that garage is going to fall down. I'm going to take it down and build a new one.
Well, that's okay, but
yeah.
The
I'm just telling you, there's time. I don't want to make it a hard and fast rule. If they say no inspections, we're not buying it. I mean, what is our ability?
Or if we're the
beyond
buyer.
The purchase, right?
And if we
so, if it's old and rickety, I probably don't want it there anyway. But I still like the house. I'm going to knock the garage down and build a new one.
Well, so, I want to know if it's safe for me to go into. I want to ask the seller: is it safe for me to go into and look at it? Does that mean I can't look at it? Because an inspection can mean anything. Am I allowed to go into that garage and look at it? I have to be able to do that. And we need to recommend to our buyer whether they're allowed to go into it or not.
There you go. Just so ask more questions.
Ask more questions. That's what we always recommend. Hey, the Van Wees are here.
I know them.
Live. They got a thumbs up to tell you that it was a good week. They're going to go into much more detail. One of the good things about our show and the Van Wees is that we are live every day. We are not pre-recorded. By the way, we're here today. We're also going to be here next week with you live. Right? Yeah. Adam says he's going to be here next week.
The day after Christmas.
The day after Christmas.
Yeah, we'll be here.
I'm going to tell you what's going on.
They'll be here.
Yeah, and his dad's going to be here too. We want you to know that you need a professional on your side. If you want to call Angela, call her at 465-3845. You want to talk to me? 687-8161. We'll be happy to visit you in person. God bless everyone. We'll be back with you next week.